Hello, it's Tuesday, the 19th of November in the year of our Lord, 2024. I am so delighted to introduce all my lovely listeners to an incredible patriot. He's met Donald Trump. He's been to Mar-a-Lago. He's close friends with General Flynn. He has been fighting the fight over there. The one and only Steve Stern. Hello,
How
welcome.
you doing?
How are
Thank
you?
you. So you see, I'm wearing my war room hat because about 4 years ago, I was watching Dan Schultz. Someone will explain who Dan Schultz is. In the States, we use precinct strategy. So if you go to www.precinctstrategy.com, you will see how to get involved in America, naturally, but in your countries that listening to, you can get involved differently. So in our country, I am a vice chair of the Broward Republican Executive Committee, which is the Republican Party. And precinct strategy tells you in every state how to get involved in that. So we're going to tell you today how we got involved. 20 years ago, I got involved in the Republican Party in Florida. And it took them 3 months before they sent me a application or actually even call me back. And it took them another 3 months to process the application. So as a volunteer, it took 6 months before they got in touch with me. So I sit at the first meeting and nobody tells me what to do. I sit at the second meeting, nobody tells me what to do. So I go to the chairman and I say, "Madam Chairman, I would like to take over the phones. I'd like to be on the membership committee." So I took over the phones and there was 185 messages on there, which I called everybody back, didn't get everybody, explained to them that I was taking over the phones and the person that was calling did it as a separate thing and couldn't get everybody, and we apologized. Well, we got 35 new members because I became the membership chair, and we built it up over the years. And in the States, they're what we call administrative people. We have rhinos, we've got MAGA people. So MAGA today is actually working to eradicate the other avenues because you need cooperation. So, as I worked through the Republican Party here for 20 years, about 4 years ago, I saw Dan on Steve Bannon. I called him up and I said, "Hey, I saw you on the Bannon show and I'm in Broward County. We've got some great success stories." Said, "Oh, wait a minute. That's what Steve Bannon is looking for, success stories." So, about 2 weeks later, I got on the show. And a funny thing happened. I want to tell everybody because, I have these stories. And, I'm 83. I've been in business 70 years. We own the largest patriotic website in the world. And I've been on hundreds of podcasts and shows. And what I do is something different. I put up my number, my email, and the flagshirt.com. We're the largest patriotic website in the world. So I got on Steve Bannon about, like I said, 3.5 years ago. And I woke up about 3 o'clock in the morning and I started writing notes because, as well as I do, when you first started your podcast, the first time you were a little nervous because, you never did it before. And if you've never get on TV, you got to be nervous because Steve Bannon has millions of people follow him on TV. Plus, they tape them and you can, they're watching them all the time. So they tell me I'm going to be on 10:15, and here in States, they use Skype. So they Skype me at 10:15 and they tell me, "You'll probably be on in about 15 or 20 minutes. Just hang tight." Okay. I wait 20 minutes and they text me back. We've got other people to put on. So it was 10:15. Now it's 11 o'clock. Well, it's 11 o'clock and I'm sitting there listening to the background and listening to all the people because during breaks, they talk about different things. Steve Bannon will tell one of the guests, "Okay, talk about this," or "We got to talk about that." So the program goes strong. So now I'm waiting for all this time and I figured, wait a minute, maybe they're not even going to get me on because it's now 11:30 and the show only goes to 12 o'clock. So about 11:46, they finally put me on. But at that time, I had forgot everything that I had written my notes on and figured what I was doing. So, and I had sweat and lost 5 pounds because when you're sitting back there and expect to be on for the first time, it's kind of tough. But anyway, I get on. I did pretty good because they sent me the clip and it sounded pretty good. So about 3 or 4 weeks later, they got me back on again. And I've been on there maybe about 100 times in the last 4 years. And that's a big audience. And a lot of people probably saw me because they recognize the background of what we have here. So we have two pictures with me and President Trump. It's more than just meeting him. I've met him many times over at Mar-a-Lago because I've been very at a lot of events. And I'm only about 45 minutes away from Mar-a-Lago from my house. So I go up there a lot, and my friends, a lot of them have memberships there. So we go to dinner and we see President Trump. So the one in the right side of me, that's a time I saw President Trump at one of the events where he was going to be speaking, but he also was going to be viewing people that the promoter of this particular thing had 25 people that had actually paid money to get involved or donated money. And one of my candidates had donated some money, and I got her to donate and come to this event. And so the organizer got me in with that. Well, we spent about 8 hours, well, maybe about 7 hours before see President Trump at all different meetings, meeting a lot of different people. And about 7 hours later, they said, okay, we're going to go see President Trump now. And they sat down in the auditorium where there was about 18,000 people, and there were different people speaking on stage. So we eventually get into a room that has no air conditioning. We're dying of the heat because most of the people were wearing jackets. You see, I'm wearing a jacket back there. And about 20 minutes later, after our standing and the Secret Service going through everything, we started taking pictures of President Trump. And I went up and I said, "Do you know what precinct strategy is?" He said, "No." He said, "But we're going to have a little conference here. Everybody's going to talk for 5 minutes. Tell us about it." So I was about the third speaker there, and when we went into the room. And he said, "You talked about precinct strategy, explained what it was." And when he finished, he said, "You know what? If I would have known about precinct strategy prior to this, I would have won the 2020 election. And we're going to tell you how he did win the 2024 election by using this strategy and the strategies that he used." So we went around the room and I heard a lot of different people. And then it ended. But before it ended, he said, "Steve, you have a business card, give it to my assistants." So I gave free business cards to the assistants and figured they would call me, but they didn't call me. So I don't give up. I get on every place. And so after that, about a year later, President Trump endorsed precinct strategy.
Wow.
Liz Harrington, who was the spokesman at the time, called Steve Bannon and had a four-way conversation. Myself, Steve Bannon, Dan Schultz, and Liz Harrington. We discussed how we're going to do it. A month later, she said, "President Trump has just endorsed precinct strategy." So we brought that up and we started asking people to get involved because if President Trump endorsed it, then that means that everybody should get on there. So what does a precinct strategy person do and how many are there? So there's 400,000 slots in the United States for both Democrats and Republicans. We have 200,000 people involved 4 years ago, and we have 200,000 people involved now. So that's not great because we haven't expanded it. And we had asked President Trump to talk about it at his rallies, which he did some of. So what is a precinct committee man and committee woman? Every precinct in the United States pretty much has an organization like that. They have an executive committee, or they have a town committee, or they have a central committee. So there's different ways to belong in every state. And if you go to www.precinctstrategy.com, you can tell and see what you can do to get into your committee in your state. So what do? You attend meetings. You vote for offices every 2 years. You vote for offices. You vote for other things, and different things come up. You get candidates elected. That's the most important thing about the precinct committee men and women. You get candidates selected. And in Broward County, we just came through an election along with everybody else in the United States, and we did very well with the Republican Party. So you sign up voters. And in Florida, where I am, we went from down 100,000 Democrats to up 1 million Republicans. That's amazing. And that's done by all our executive committees. We got a lot of people signed up. Also, you can become a poll watcher and poll worker. So we're going to tell you how we won the election this time. What happened was I got on all these different shows and we put up protectthevote.com. So protectthevote.com, which you've seen on many shows, is the way you sign up for a poll watcher and poll worker. And the Republican Party gave me a gold star. That's terrific, because I got them about 30, 40,000 poll watchers and poll workers by asking people to get involved. Now, we went from, in 2020, from 100,000 poll watchers to 200,000 poll watchers and poll workers, and maybe more. And that made a difference in this election. So we have two ways that this election for President Trump was done. But first, I'm going to tell you about the picture behind my left side. So that was in Mar-a-Lago. And if you've been to Mar-a-Lago, anybody on the thing, there's a ballroom. A lot of people have been in a ballroom, but they've never been up to Trump's office. So 2 weeks before I went up there, I was invited to the office, but they canceled it. So I figured, well, he's probably not going to see me. However, they rescheduled for this particular day. And on this particular day, I was working with United West, who's works with Tom Holman. Tom Trento and him work together. And Michelle Terrace, who has a place called Jexit, which actually was the first time that I met President Trump, even before all this, about 6 years ago in Mar-a-Lago. And I'll tell you about that. So we had this event the same night, and we were presenting President Trump with a big award for everything he did for Israel. And we had a whole video of all the things that he did, and it went on terrific. So now I'm sitting with him, and my main goal up there was to get him to talk about getting people involved in a Republican Party. So I spent about 40 minutes with him. And while I was up there, it was 2 days before the 2022 election. And I asked him if he would endorse two of my candidates. Well, you can ask. You never know if he's going to do it, but he did do it. And he called his pollsters, found out the two people that were running. One was Gerald Boldock in Vermont. I'm sorry, New Hampshire, and Gerald Malloy in Vermont. And both of those, when he asked his pollsters, didn't have too much of a chance to win, but he did endorse them, which was very, very nice that he did that for me. So also, as we were talking, he knew we did a precinct strategy. We talked about precinct strategy. He knew we did a Zoom meeting. And he said, you know what? Election integrity in 2024 is going to be the most important thing to win this election. He said, why don't you incorporate the election security meeting with the precinct strategy Zoom meeting? So I said to myself, look, I don't know too much about election integrity other than the election was stolen and what I see on TV, but I was more involved in getting people involved. So I started calling up all my friends and I made a list of the 100 people who were big time election security people in the United States, and I kept building on it. So about 4 weeks later, I started asking some election security people to come on the Zoom meeting, excuse me, of which they did. And we had about 250 people. So we've run this over the last 2 years since that. And about 6 months ago, I was on Steve Bannon's show before he was put in jail. And it was the morning of the election security of that day because we run them every two weeks. And when I was talking on the show, he usually gives me 5, 6 minutes if you see me on the show. He doesn't give you a lot of time because, he does it certain times, but this time he actually gave me about 12 minutes, which is a lot on Steve Bannon show. So what we did was we put my email, which we try to do everybody's show, on the bottom of the screen. And here's what the reason why is because I'm old school and I put these cards up. But I put the card up and then I take them down. So I'm telling everybody today, get a pencil and paper, get your camera, and take a picture of this because I have a lot to offer you people that I'm connected with, and I'm glad to connect you with other people. So my email again is esther1054@gmail.com. You can go to the flag shirt and find me, www.theflagshirt, or you could call through WhatsApp or through regular channels, 954-318-6902. And we'll get a message and answer you back. I don't answer every call because we don't know who's calling, and I want to know what the message is so I can give them the answer prior to them doing, because somebody may ask me for something, so we don't waste a lot of time. So we worked on this thing again, and Steve Bannon, before he got me off, did an unbelievable thing, which has changed the life of the election security calls. He said to me, Steve, we're going to put this on the War Room Live. We're going to put this on Getter Live. We're going to put this on Rumble Live, and wherever else we have social media, we're going to put this live for you. Well, we had the event and we got 38,000 people in the war room to listen. Now, every day you got to learn something new, and especially if you're 83, because God gives you so much time on this earth. So I learned one thing. Why didn't I think of this before and put this live? So what I did was started the same thing again. I called all my friends and said, who are the great podcasters that are going to help us get this live? So last week we had an election security call. We had 5 million views. We had people from all over the world. And we had them from Australia, the Philippines, Canada, We had them from your area, London, Japan, Hong Kong, Russia, Germany, Peru, and many, many other places.
Yeah,
And
very honored to
so,
be very, very honored to be invited to that, Steve, and thank you.
sure. And thank you for, showing it out there. So we got a lot of people. So we're going to have one Monday because it's usually have it Wednesday, but this week coming up next week is Thanksgiving. So most people, a lot of people are traveling. So we're going to have this Monday at 1:50 Eastern time. And I'm going to tell you who's going to be on there and how you can get a link if you want to come on. So there's a lot of ways to see this. The first way is to email me, sstern1054@gmail.com, which I hope will be on the bottom of the screen. And we will send you a link to the show. Now, let's say you don't get that. You could go to Stern, Stern, American Rumble. That's Stern American Rumble, which is right here on my card because, I bring cards for everything. So Stern American Rumble or sternamerican.com. And you can see this live at 2 o'clock. We ask everybody to come in at 1:50 because when you get on Zoom, you need everybody to come in.
Yeah.
Or you could go to Stern American News.com and you can get on there. We want everybody to go to sternamericannews.com and sign up. We're going to be getting information out to everybody's email every couple of weeks with pertinent information that's important. Just like before we came on, you told me something that I didn't even know. And so communication is so important and we want people to go. Also, you can go to Twitter and follow me on Stern American. So everything is tied in with Stern and with American. So if you find Stern American, you're going to find me, and that's very important to these days. Now, let's say you can find all that. You can go to yournews.com, and we want everybody to go to yournews.com. It's a very close friend of mine, Sam Anthony. I'm an investor in there because he puts everything live. He will put your podcast live. He puts everybody's live, but he has all the news of the day. Whatever's coming up, he puts it on, and he will have our Zoom meeting live on yournews.com. So who's going to be
Fantastic.
on this next election security thing on Monday? Who's important and why we get them on? So we try to get a diversity of people to come on our Zoom and explain to everybody what happened. So we've had the RNC on, Christina Norton. We've had everybody who's anybody on there. So this time we're going to have stars like Mike Lindell, who everybody knows. He has worked tirelessly, cause of America. He has 300,000 people working with him. We're going to have Steve Gruber on. Steve Gruber is on Real America Voice right before Steve Bannon. We're going to have John Fredericks on, which I'll be on Friday morning. Got to get up early because his podcast in the States, I'm sorry, his live show is from 7 to 8 in the morning. He starts at 6 o'clock on the radio, and he's going to put us on 20 of his radio stations. So we're expanding big time on this stuff. Then we're going to have Jody Cox. Jody Cox was the first person I interviewed. You could see all my interviews, and I interviewed her. She interviewed me. So we try to do that with a lot of people. So each time we have our Zoom meeting, we have one podcaster on, and that podcaster explains what they're doing and how they're getting the message out. Very important. Then we're going to have Hannah Faulkner on. Hannah Faulkner is a 17-year-old girl that started her career at 14 years old. She's on Patriot.TV, and she also has her own podcast. So I was on there the other day, and I think it's coming out tomorrow. She recorded it. It'll be out this week. And why I got her on is because, let's face it, we need the young people to get involved all over the world because they are the ones that are going to be taking over the country. And because we had an administration of Democrats that were left-leaning socialists. We beat them, and we beat them badly. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. So then we're going to have Colonel John Mills. Colonel John Mills, a good friend of mine. He goes to many different places around the world and reports back. He is a former colonel and is a strategic guy on what's going on in the world, and especially trying to stop the next world war, which today, as you know, Putin said that he now is getting his weapons ready because Ukraine sent a couple of missiles out the long range and beat up one of his ammunition bases. And he said, now the United States is involved And of course, the United States got involved because they put North Korean troops in it. So then we're going to have Greg Stenstrom. Greg Stenstrom is a guy in Pennsylvania who has a big lawsuit up at the Supreme Court where it shows all the fraud that's going on. And even though we won the election, there was fraud all over the place. And why we can say that for a fact is I'm going to give you some instances of what happened. So we have a guy, votifynow.org. That's an app that also is a friend of mine. And he got a lot of information on because what that app does is when you're at the polls and you see something that is bad, you want to report it. And I'm going to show you one thing and tell you a couple of things. But if you take a look at this ballot, you see Harris on there and you see a little dot next to her name. Why is there a dot? This happened in Kentucky. And what happened was if nobody voted for a presidential candidate, the computer picked up that dot as the person that was voting for Harris, even though they didn't vote it. So many, many things happened. But the biggest thing that happened in Pennsylvania, doing a recount on the senatorial race. And some of the counties said they're going to vote, they're going to count illegal ballots. Well, the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania said they can't do that. So then they said, well, we're going to do this anyway. Now the Republican Party sued them and the Supreme Court again told them not to do this because if they do this, then I would assume they could get arrested. So we'll have to see in a recount whether they actually do that. But Greg Stenstrom has 359 pages of election security fraud that he has found out and is presenting to the Supreme Court to make the Justice Department to get these people. Now, our second biggest person is Linda Sinkowitz, fightvoterfraud.org. Now, why is she important? She found a way to get people off the voter rolls that are either dead or are not living there. And you would say, well, why are the people still on the voter rolls? Well, if you take California, Nevada, they use those votes and other people vote for them. So she takes one person at a time off the voter rolls by going to court. That is a lot of expenses. And they're trying to find out ways to get these people off because a lot of the left-leaning states just have too many people on the voter rolls. And it's impossible to know how to get them off because they take them off and then they put them back on again. So it is very, very, very tough. Then we're going to have Dave Brad on. Dave Brad is on the War Room. He substituted for Bannon when he was there. He's the vice president of Liberty University, which is a Republican stronghold and teaches everybody the real facts. We're going to have Michelle Swidick. I want everybody to get and go to her site, savemyfreedom.us. And why is she important? I've worked with her for 4 years. She was a judge in Maricopa County in the 2020 election and saw how they cheated. And Jovan Pulitzer also works with us very closely. He's showing how the ballots were two different sizes. So when they put them into the machines, they jammed, they pulled them out, they put them into a bag. 3 weeks later, they counted them. Well, what happened in those 3 weeks? Nobody knows. So these are some of the different areas that the people are coming. And we're going to have Andy Mangione, AMAC, and that's a big group that has got people out to vote. So one of the things we did differently this time, the Republicans are known for voting on election day. This year, we made a different story. We made them vote early. Everybody came in and voted, or not everybody, but a good portion of the people came in to vote early. So the Democrats saw that the Republicans need business. And all this is tied in from precinct strategy and election security. So working with the Republican Party and with Lara Trump and with Christina Norton, they did a wonderful job. So I'm going to tell you how it was different this year than it was in 2020. In 2020, Rona McDaniel's team, who was terrible, would fight what happened after the fact. So they brought in 50,000 votes. By the end, no judge would take care of it. So this time they did something different. There were lawsuits every week, and we were getting emails on where the lawsuits were. And what they would do is they would stop them from doing things like in Detroit, where the Democrats had 1,500 poll watchers and poll workers, and the Republicans, they only allowed 50. Well, that's not really fair. So they sued them and they got 200 more poll watchers and poll workers. Still not fair, but better. So these lawsuits went all over and stopped a lot of these illegal ballots. So we had a lot of people talking about the illegal aliens voting because many people didn't know how the illegal aliens could even vote. Well, how they can vote was that they would come into our country, the NGOs, which stands for non-government organizations, which are funded by the government. They would bring them into places like Chicago and New York and Detroit and Milwaukee, and they would immediately get them a driver's license. And once they got the driver's license, they were able to register to vote. And there's a little thing in there that says, you are a US citizen. And they would check it off because they're mostly Spanish. They didn't understand what they were checking off. And they would be able to get able to vote and get a ballot. So that was just one way. And the Democrats did everything under the sun to try to do that. Now, President Trump was smart enough to get Laura Trump and all of her their people in to do all this stuff. And one of the things I want to tell you about is one of the people asked me, "Well, Steve, why do you do all this stuff?" Well, I'm going to show you a beautiful letter I got from President Trump, so you know that's going. I'm going to read the letter, and so I show all your people in there because it's a great honor, and it's not the only letter I got from President Trump, but this is amazing, and I'll tell you how it happened. So it says, "Dear Steve, we join your family and friends in wishing you a happy 81st birthday." Naturally, it was a couple of years ago. "Our nation is strong because of hardworking patriots like you, who believe in and defend the great American ideals of faith, family, community, and country first. Your commitment to excellence and dedication to exemplifying the American dream through ingenuity, hard work, and principled leadership is the foundation of your tremendous success and demonstrates the proud spirit of family-owned and operated business. As you celebrate this special day, we hope your heart is filled with joy, knowing you have experienced our country's greatest blessings, freedom, and affection of your loved ones. Melania and I send our very best wishes for your continued health, happiness, success. Happy birthday, and may God bless you and your family, President Donald Trump." Now, getting a letter like that
Wow.
energizes me more. So I've gotten many letters. I'm very friendly with, like you said, General Flynn. He's a really great guy. Lindell and many, many other people that are leaders in the Republicans and also leaders in getting our stuff. Now, I'm going to ask, let you ask a couple of questions, but I always end up a little bit by telling you, you can't do this alone. You need people all over the country. And we have people that work 12 hours a day, never get recognition. So I'd like to mention a couple of them. Every time I go on, I mention a few people. So I'm going to mention a lady up in Massachusetts, which is a Democratic stronghold. Her name is Sue O'Sullivan, Chainsaw Sue. And she got over 50 town committees started in Massachusetts and got Republicans working in Massachusetts, even though it's a very heavy Democratic place. We have a guy, Jeff Davis, and his wife, Olga. Every day they send out a newsletter. It's myscgop.com, myscgop.com. So they're letting people know what's going on every day by sending a little note out to everybody's computer. Then we have a guy, Dominic Lombardi. He's in Connecticut. He's the youngest chair that anybody's ever had in the country. 20 years old. He started his career at 16 years old. He's been up, did something I couldn't do. He had dinner with President Trump. They invited him down there. I haven't done that yet. Even though I've been up there, they still haven't invited me to dinner. So hopefully someday they'll invite me for dinner. So then my favorite person is Tina Salim. She's in California. She saw me on Bannon. She asked if I could help her turn California red. I said, "Look, I'm good, but I'm not that good." So we called up 50, 100, 200 people. We interviewed a lot of the candidates. We got California rolling with 10,000 people, and they're working very hard to change that. So I start to lose my voice, but let me give you get a chance to ask a couple of questions because you're world renowned. Get people all the way as far as Australia, and that's very important. My granddaughter actually just is coming back today from Australia, so we'll find out what's going on over there. So, and I have eight grandchildren, so we try to keep up with them. So we do a lot of stuff. You can see I'm heavily involved in everything, and I'm glad. The big thing that I do differently than everybody else, I help people. People call me all the time with crazy stuff, And, we try to help them. We give them the people. They ask me, of course, for Steve Bannon's number, for General Flynn's number, for Trump's number, for everybody's number. And we try to help them when we can. We direct them where they can go or what they can do.
Well, I'm
So,
going to say to you, well, I know one day I will interview Trump. Been on the Trump train since he got down that escalator. I used to be in every, I've watched every single rally. I hope to get over there before all the rallies ended, but that's not going to happen. I know one day I am going to interview Trump. I've kind of half done a handwritten letter, and I'll know when the time is right. But I mean, I just want to ask you a couple of things. You mentioned Ukraine and Biden with the long-range missiles. We've also, the UK has also got involved with that. We have leader Starmer, communist Starmer, in Starmer in charge of our prosecution service, who didn't jail Jimmy Savile. Jimmy Savile continued to commit his horrific crimes against children. Do you think this is a last-ditched attempt by Biden to screw everything up? I mean, he didn't need to do this. It's only kind of happened in the last 24 hours,
no,
hasn't it?
I think from the analysis that I've heard is that they're trying to give Trump, he's going to negotiate to do a ceasefire and stop it. By giving him and letting him do this, they're able to be in a better position to negotiate when Trump gets in. So I think that's the main reason they gave him. I think Trump sat down with Biden, they discussed Ukraine, and he's well aware of what's going on. And I think that's a strategic measure. Now, I don't think Russia would ever use nuclear weapons, and I'm going to
No, I
tell you the
don't.
reason I feel it. If it used them, the fallout would come back to Russia. What happens is when you use nuclear weapons and these particles start to come, you remember just what happened in Japan. It just spreads,
And
and
Chernobyl, yeah.
it's going to spread all over. So, and I got you know, it's you would never think that Putin wouldn't overrun Ukraine. They've lost probably, 700,000 people from Russia, and Ukraine's probably lost 1.5 million. And it's a shame that they can't. Everybody ends up negotiating because you can't have a world war. If you have another world war, there's not going to be anybody left. So they're going to negotiate something, and that's the most important
I mean,
thing.
the thing is, people don't look back in history. This was a treaty back in, I think, 1988 or something that was done with Gorbachev, that, the wall, it was all to do around the wall, and NATO would not come and encroach on that area. And that was the agreement. They tried to do it again. But this has been, Russia haven't been unreasonable. What other country, a bit like how Israel was. Israel gave them plenty of time to get out of Gaza. They told them what they're going to do in retaliation for October the 7th. Putin over there warned NATO to stop pushing the troops, stop putting the troops nearer and nearer to his borders. And
Well,
I'm
I think that
concerned because it's the children. We focus on the institutionalized child abuse. The Ukraine is the center for the money laundering and the child trafficking. All roads lead through Ukraine. It's been like that for ages.
well, I think the child trafficking is worse in the United States. We
Oh,
have
absolutely.
400.
But I'm saying for this part of Europe and for here, the money laundering and everything else goes via Ukraine. They have got a very big hub for the child trafficking. Nothing's as big at the States at the moment, absolutely not. But this is what I focus on. If we cannot protect our children, what sort of humanity are we? And Trump is the only person I've seen get up there and actually want to do something and in and does something. We've
Well,
got half
it's
of our
so funny.
government involved in it, I do believe. It's the biggest business, the biggest business.
Well, pharmaceuticals and trafficking and all this stuff, it's all about, we know about money. And, Trump is trying to weed out all these people out of the administration so we could move ahead. And by getting some of the people he's got, we're going to have a terrific time. And we want to help, people around the world. Follow the United States and what's happening. And so many people are so happy that Trump won. I was in Italy here in the summertime talking to people, say, "Oh, we love Trump." I was in Europe, and the people wanted Trump back. Whether he won lost the last election fairly or not, that's to be seen. But this time, our people, the Republican Party, fought very hard to win this election because they brought ballots in by truckloads after the election to try to put them in, and that was stopped in many cases. So we have eyes on the ground. We have great leadership, and President Trump put all the good people in. So I've got about 5 minutes left. Give me a couple.
Well, thank you, Steve. So, what can you see coming up? Is the inauguration going to go ahead, or do you think something big is going to happen?
Well,
And we maybe have
nobody knows.
military come in, they see it, and military will take control again. I don't know. We were hoping to get over.
I think it was such a big election and it was won by so many votes. I doubt if they're going to do anything, but you never know. But remember, if he doesn't get in, Vance will get in. Somebody in the Republican Party won. So it doesn't matter, if it's not Trump, it'll be Vance. We know that they've been trying to get him forever. But I think that it was so overpowering, and he won more votes in the Republican Party than ever, and he won the popular vote, so they can't say that. They're not saying anything, and I think Biden is actually helping him because he didn't like what they did to him, and he really did not support the vice president for the presidency. And when he saw President Trump, I'm sure they discussed that. And she hasn't said anything, after the election. She's pretty quiet. So I'm not looking for too much trouble, but you never know.
No,
You
you
know what I'm
never know.
saying?
One last thing. What's your thought on the new leader of the Senate?
I would have rather had Senator Scott. I was with Senator Scott here in my neighborhood. I will tell you that Senator Scott, about 2 years ago, gave me his card. He actually texted me last night saying, "Good job. Thank you for what you're doing." He is a great guy. You don't find too many senators that'll call you back, but he always either texts you back, calls you back, or has somebody call back. And I listened to him on a couple occasions. We had a big fundraiser here at the racetrack here in Hallandale, which is in Fort Lauderdale. And he spoke along with Roger Stone, and they were very, very motivating. It's just that, the head of the Senate has his favorites, and he put them in, and he pays people off to do these things. So I just sent a text to Senator Scott this morning saying, "Whatever you need, I'm glad to help you." So I'm out there with everybody. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter who they are. You've got to speak to everybody. And a lot of times they don't return your call or any emails, but I get up about 5 o'clock every morning and I'm texting people. Sometimes they'll tell me, "Take me off the list because you woke me up," or whatever, but I don't care. I got thousands of people on my thing, and we let the people know about our Zoom meetings. And we ask people what they can do to help and who they know. See, one of the things about people is today, and it's funny because people don't call people back. Everybody wants to do it online. They want to do it this way. I'm an old school guy. I want to hear your voice. I want to see what you got to say to me. So I always end up with action, action, action. Again, if you want to come on a Zoom, sstern1054@gmail.com. Thank you very much for having me. And
Thank you so much for coming
got it.
on. I will put all the links down below. It's been fantastic speaking to you. I'm going to grab an email from you for Bannon because we love Bannon on this show. We love him in the UK. There are so many patriots
I'm
now.
going to give it to your audience if they want to email
I'm going.
Stephen, spelled Stephen K. Bannon at protonmail.com.
Okay. Fantastic, Proton Man. Thank you so much, Steve. God bless to you. And we'll put all the links down below.
You
God
got it.
bless. Take care. So, what a great show. We're going to be back tomorrow. We are going to be doing a faith show. We're also going to be catching up with Jason and having a review of what's been going on in the news over the next 24 hours. LibertyTactics.co.uk, can buy us a coffee. Please, please check out Steve Stern's links. They're going to be down below. We'll be back tomorrow. God bless. Thanks, everyone.